50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Coast Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football in for Joe this morning. Ray Fittipaldo coming up in a little bit, 10 to 15 minutes from now. We will chat with the longtime Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette. Steelers getting set for their second game. They head to Denver this weekend, a 4:25 kick on Sunday. We will have pregame coverage here on 93.7 The Fan. Odd time. Pirates are still in season. Our pregame will be before anyone else's, however. 9 to 12. I'm going to have to wake up Mark Cabali in his Denver hotel room to hop on. It'll be like 6 a.m. Denver time. And he'll have to hop on and join me Sunday morning. But you can listen to that right here on 93.7 The Fan. You can also listen on your Odyssey app. Austin, I wanted to get back to the point that you brought up. College football eventually adding just an extra week, because already paying the players, it's already on the doorstep of being a professional league as is. It would get the players more accustomed to playing a fuller schedule like what the NFL is. The NFL soon enough going to be 18 games. I think we're only a few years away from that. So there's going to be even more of a gap if they never add another game. I mean, if they keep it at, let's say, 12, these guys will be expected the next season to make a six-game jump, a third of the season, more than what they're used to. And if they end up being a rookie that plays in playoff games, they would play and nearly double the amount of games that they play in college. I think it makes a lot of sense all around. Well, I like where your head's at here.
Think about this too, Donnie. Let's say you're a playoff team in college football this year, and let's say you don't get a first-round bye with 12 teams. Let's say you're the 5 seed. Let's say you're Oregon, and you get the 5 seed or the 6 seed, and you're a player for Oregon who plays 12 regular season games. Let's say you go hypothetically all the way to the national championship. You play your 12 games. You play a 13th game in the first round of that playoffs, then you go and play a semifinals game, you play 14 games, then you play in the national championship game, you're playing 15 games. Compared to the 4-team playoff, with the extended playoff, there's obviously more rounds, more matchups, more teams. Why not add that one more regular season game? What does the, if you're adding more playoff games, what's the ultimate effect on all the programs that play one more regular season game? The jump from high school is like 10 games to 12 right now, and then a little bit more if you play in the playoffs, bowl game, etc. The 13th game just makes so much more sense to me. Like, why not? It makes financial sense. Maybe you compensate the players a little bit more. It's a good, you can sell it as a good adjustment to the NFL. And people want these rivalries back with conference realignment. This is your way to do it. This is the blueprint.
I mean, it's easy money, too. I mean, and that's the big thing that any sport is going to chase. Obviously, college football is the only thing behind the NFL in overall viewership, because people in this country just consume and love football that much that it's printing money. If you would bring that extra week in where it was just nothing but rivalries. Now, we know that some schools have those already worked in, but if you made it a designated week, soon enough, there's only going to be two power conferences anyway.
Yeah, it'll be the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you get a third one. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but we are not far away from that. Like, we are not far away from what the NFL setup already is. It'll just be more teams.
There'll be the AFC and the NFC, except it'll be the Big Ten. It'll be the SEC. There'll be divisional format, divisional play. So, hell, maybe you get a Pitt, West Virginia, Penn State division. I think that is maybe not a possibility, but it's also hindsight 2020, not something that will probably happen, but maybe Notre Dame gets thrown in there geographically. Will Cincinnati, a Big 12 school, hold on? That's the other thing. How many teams are going to be cut out of this? Is it going to be 40 teams?
Right.
45, 50 teams that are included in this mega conference? All questions for down the road.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think we're super far away from it, for sure. I mean, given the way that college football is going, I don't think it's that far down the road.